My name is Essen Ali.
My name is Bana Zayad.
My name is Mudassir Ali.
I am an American, for definitely and 100%, and I am also a Muslim, again, definitely and 100%. And they're two, I guess, defining characteristics of the person that I am. So really, they go hand in hand.
Being Muslim and being American are not mutually, like, exclusive. You can be both. But I think what happens in the U.S., like, especially in this day and age, is that they put your Muslim before American.
I guess nowadays people want to talk about how, like, being Muslim kind of makes you less American. And like Essen said, like, both of them can be in one person without, you know, detracting from either, you know?
The media and various other sources consistently highlight and overemphasize, acts of radical extremism by people who either A, don't understand the faith and claim to be acting on the faith, or B, really have no ties to the faith at all.
These actions do not represent Muslims. Like, that is the final, you know, sentence. Like, they're such an isolated group that do not reflect 1.5 billion Muslims.
Two hijabi women were attacked, brutally attacked, very recently. And things like that scare me a lot because, like I said, you know, that stuff that happened after 9/11 as a huge reaction, and that scares me because as a Muslim American, I would assume that my rights are being protected.
All these things are so much more relevant, are kind of being underplayed, whereas, like, what's cool and what's hot is, like, Muslims and ISIS and, you know, terrorism. That's what happens. It's like a trend. You know, media becomes, like its own fashion. You know, what's hot is what they talk about. And that's when you create hysteria, and that's when you start perpetuating these negative things and literally influencing a huge segment of the population. We're, like, 25% of this world. Think about that.
As a Muslim American, consistently I'm kind of in a place where, you know, it's basically become that we have to prove ourselves to the general population, right? Not only do we have to be representatives, but we have to kind of be more, and we have to prove to people for some reason that, you know, we're not extremists.
Why is Islamophobic remarks suddenly okay? And, you know, why are politicians allowed to use Islamophobic remarks to further their own political career, whereas anti-Semitic remarks, racist remarks would immediately cut down your, like, career just like that? However, the blame doesn't just stop at the media, it also stops at us. When those Muslims who, like, you know, want to speak up, they don't speak up. That's part of the problem. And those non-Muslims who know Muslims, they don't speak up. That's also part of the problem.
Find a Muslim on campus. There are, like, 400 of us. Just talk to us. I mean, you know, like, honestly, if you have a friend that's a Muslim, you're that much more likely to throw away your stigma and throw away your misjudgments, because, you know, most of us, the 99% of us, aren't these crazy people that are doing ridiculous things.
We need Muslim writers. We need Muslim activists. We need Muslim politicians. A doctor isn't going to be able to change the political scene. You know, an engineer isn't going to be able to change what the media says about us. We'll only be able to change these things from inside the system.